Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Memories of Heaven Children's Astounding Recollections of the Time Before. They Came to Earth by Dr. Wayne W. Dyer with D. Garnes is a spiritually oriented nonfiction book built around short anecdotal accounts from families. Its central purpose is to present reports of very young children who speak as if they remember a time before birth, describing experiences of a loving spiritual realm, communication with God or a divine presence, and encounters with deceased relatives. Some stories also touch on themes often associated with reincarnation literature, such as past life impressions and the idea that children may have had a role in choosing their parents or the timing of their arrival. Rather than offering a laboratory-style investigation, the book invites readers to consider these recollections as meaningful clues about consciousness and the soul beyond ordinary sensory experience. Written in an accessible, comforting tone typical of Dyer's inspirational work, it aims to expand a reader's worldview and encourage deeper listening to children. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, children as messengers of a spiritual worldview. A defining theme of the book is the claim that infants and toddlers may retain an unusual closeness to the divine or spiritual source. The narrative framing emphasizes that very young children sometimes speak with striking certainty and simplicity about realities adults often debate, such as the existence of a loving presence beyond the physical world. Dyer and Garnes treat these moments not as random childhood fantasy, but as potentially meaningful communications that can invite adults into humility and wonder. This theme also reshapes how adulthood is portrayed. Grown-ups are not positioned as the only authorities on truth, because a child may express a perspective that feels wiser, calmer, or more spiritually grounded than adult assumptions. In practice, the book encourages caregivers to pay attention to what children say without immediately correcting, dismissing, or steering the conversation. Even for readers who remain uncertain about the metaphysical claims, the topic functions as a prompt to treat childhood speech and inner life with greater respect, and to consider how early experiences might carry emotional or existential significance. Secondly, pre-birth memories and the idea of a life before life. The core content is a collection of stories in which children speak as though they remember a pre-birth state. These recollections are presented as descriptions of being in a spiritual dimension before coming to Earth, often characterized by safety, clarity, and love. Within this framing, the book suggests that human existence may not start at birth, and that consciousness could precede the body. The emphasis is less on building a systematic theory, and more on repeating patterns across accounts children, referencing a prior place, speaking of coming here deliberately, or expressing knowledge that appears unlearned. Because the evidence is anecdotal, the reader is invited to interpret rather than to accept a proof. Dyer's purpose is to widen the range of what a reader considers possible, and to propose that some common fears about mortality are rooted in an incomplete picture of life. As a result, the book sits in a space between inspirational spirituality and afterlife-oriented reading, using the language of personal testimony rather than formal argument. Thirdly, encounters with the deceased and continuity beyond death. Another prominent topic is children describing contact with deceased relatives or figures they claim to have known in a spiritual setting. These accounts support the book's broader suggestion that relationships can continue beyond physical death and that family bonds might extend across more than one form of existence. In the stories, a child may speak about a grandparent or another family member who has passed away, sometimes in a way that surprises the adults around them. The book treats these moments as emotionally important because they can bring comfort to grieving families and offer a narrative where death is not annihilation but transition. This does not come with a claim of universal verification. Instead, the emphasis is on the shared emotional impact and the consistent theme of an enduring, benevolent love. Dyer and Garnes use these accounts to encourage a gentler relationship with loss, proposing that fear and finality may be softened when people consider a broader spiritual horizon. For readers, the topic often lands as consolation literature, even if they approach it with skepticism. Fourthly, choosing parents, timing, and purpose on Earth. Across the reported recollections, the book includes the idea that children may have had some role in choosing their parents or the timing of their arrival. This theme supports a broader message about purpose. Life is portrayed as meaningful, not random, and the challenges of earthly living may be connected to growth, learning, or service. Dyer's wider body of work often centers on intentional living and spiritual alignment, and this book extends that orientation into the earliest moments of existence. The concept can be read literally by believers or symbolically by readers who prefer a psychological or spiritual metaphor. Either way, it reframes parenting and family life as potentially sacred work. It may prompt parents to think differently about a child's temperament or sensitivities, and to consider whether a child's presence invites the adults to become more patient, loving, and conscious. The book does not offer a step-by-step doctrine of incarnation, but it repeatedly returns to the notion that love and intention are central forces shaping why people are here and how they might live more compassionately. Lastly, how to listen: communication, wonder, and respectful openness, because the book relies on brief testimonies. It implicitly teaches a method of engagement rather than a strict framework. Listen carefully, stay open, and respond with curiosity instead of dismissal. Many readers encounter a tension between spiritual interest and demands for proof, and the book addresses that tension by focusing on lived experience and personal meaning. The theme of communication includes references to children describing non-ordinary ways of knowing, such as intuitive or telepathic style understanding, and it uses these reports to question the limits of a five senses worldview. Practical implications are straightforward: create space for children to speak, ask gentle questions, and avoid turning their statements into performance or interrogation. The authors also aim to protect the tenderness of these experiences by presenting them in a calm, reverent tone, suggesting that the value lies not only in whether each story can be verified, but in what it awakens in the listener: hope, reduced fear, deeper spirituality, and a renewed sense of awe. For many, this listening stance becomes the most applicable takeaway, independent of metaphysical certainty. In conclusion, Memories of Heaven is best suited to parents and caregivers who have heard unusual statements from young children and want a compassionate, spiritually oriented context for understanding them. It also fits readers interested in the afterlife, pre-birth consciousness, reincarnation adjacent themes, or inspirational perspectives that emphasize divine love over fear. The book's practical benefit is less about measurable techniques and more about attitude. It encourages adults to listen more carefully, treat children's inner lives as significant, and consider that comfort and meaning can be found in accounts that challenge a strictly material view of existence. Intellectually, it can function as a thought experiment that expands a reader's sense of what questions are worth asking about consciousness, identity, and life purpose. Even if the reader remains unconvinced by anecdotal evidence, what helps the book stand out in its category is its particular angle. Instead of focusing on near-death experiences of adults, it centers on very young children and the theme of a loving origin before birth. Its tone is gentle and accessible, making it more devotional and reflective than investigative. And that positioning explains both its appeal to seekers and the skepticism it may raise in empirically minded readers. If you would like to support Dr. Wayne W. Dyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.